Hey guys, welcome to our 100th episode special on the Sensory Project Show. This is Rachel and Jessica. So today is the start of our 5-episode series dedicated specifically to primitive reflexes as a way of celebrating reaching 100 episodes.
Woohoo! If you've listened to all 100 of our episodes so far, man, we love you.
We do.
If you're a newbie, that's okay too. Welcome. But in these 5 episodes, you are going to hear information about the top 5 primitive reflexes that we, as occupational therapy assistants, deal with the most when working with the pediatric population. Additionally, at the end of these 5 episodes, we are going to offer you a special discount on our brand new Primitive Reflex Crash Course.
Woohoo! So you guys have heard us talk about our Sensory Diet Crash Course. Well, this is our second big course that is geared towards all things primitive reflexes.
We're super excited for it, so hopefully you listen into each of these episodes, gain some new information, and then jump into the course.
So before we jump into all of the exciting information today, we do need to remind you that we are not certified in any one specific primitive reflex integration technique.
Our experience in the field of primitive reflex integration comes from learning from mentors, research, continuing education studies, and our own personal experience.
Our information today is purely for educational purposes. It is not designed to diagnose or treat any conditions.
Enjoy!
All right, so first on the docket in the Primitive Reflex Integration series is the Moro Reflex.
What is the Moro Reflex?
Oh, the Moro is our fight or flight reflex. In the easiest way that we can describe it, that is what it causes a person or a child to do.
Yeah, so in infants, it's a movement made in response to sudden stimuli or almost like a reaction to a threat or a perceived threat.
Yeah, so if you have a baby or if you've had a baby in the past, you've probably seen them startle like this. Their arms will come up, their legs will come up, their fingers will widen, and they will have a fear reaction. Mm-hmm.
It also includes a sudden intake of breath. It increases heart rate. And then I thought this was the most interesting piece. It releases adrenaline and cortisol.
So what I find is the most interesting for me personally right now is when it emerges, because it emerges, it first is there in utero at 9 weeks. So 9 weeks after the baby is conceived, it has a Moro reflex. And for me, it's interesting because right now I'm pregnant and I think about all of that stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my baby has a Moro reflex.
It totally does.
And what I think is so interesting is that babies can actually have that startle reflex in the womb. Mm-hmm. And so they will have that Moro reaction to loud sounds and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's so crazy. I wish I could feel it.
You will. You will. So the Moro reflex should be fully present at birth, and then it should integrate by about 2 to 4 months of life. And when we say integrate, we mean it goes away. And the reflex goes away and integrates into the body system, thus producing more mature movement patterns for future development.
Yes. So that's not to say that once the reflex is integrated, we're not having startle reactions anymore, because we all have startle reactions mm-hmm. in our adult life, right? Someone slams the door and you jump, right? But you're not having that same immature pattern, as well as everything that goes along with an unintegrated Moro reflex.
Right. And we'll talk about some of the signs and symptoms here in a minute. So first, we're going to talk about what are the possible potential causes for a Moro reflex not integrating when it should.
Okay, so let's start off in pregnancy. When the baby is in utero and in those first 12 weeks you have severe sickness that you are throwing up constantly, it's like morning sickness on steroids. Mm. That can be a cause because you're not getting the nutrition that you need. You can also have a severe viral infection in the first 12 weeks of your pregnancy or between weeks 26 and 30 of your pregnancy.
alcohol, drug use, or smoking can be a factor. Radiation and severe stress can also be a factor.
Yes. Keep that in mind, stress. Do you remember that research study that Gwen from Sensational Brain was telling us about with the kiddos who were in utero at the time of the earthquake in, I believe it was New Zealand, and they all had that increase of adrenaline and cortisol in kindergarten. They were sensory seekers.
Yep. What about during the birth process?
Oh, yes.
There are some components of the birth process that can potentially have an impact on the moral reflex.
Yeah. So we like to think of this as birth trauma. So things like prolonged labor or placenta previa.
Using forceps or the vacuum.
When the baby is in a breech position or requires a cesarean section.
If the cord is wrapped around the baby's neck or any type of fetal distress.
And if the baby is born premature or post-mature, 2 weeks early or 2 weeks late. I don't want you guys to feel like if any of these things have happened, if you have dealt with birth trauma like these, that you caused your child's primitive reflexes to not be integrated. You caused this. It's your fault. None of that guilt. We don't want you to feel any of that.
No,
keep that in mind that everything happens for a reason. You are here now learning about primitive reflexes, and we're going to help you get things moving for your kiddo.
In newborns, some factors that can potentially contribute to the moral reflex not integrating on time would be low birth weight, under 5 pounds.
If the child is required to be incubated, if they have prolonged jaundice.
If they required resuscitation at any point as a newborn, if there's heavy bruising or they're considered a blue baby.
And if they have problems feeding within the first 6 months. So now let's talk about some things that can happen during infancy. If the baby has had an illness involving a high fever, delirium, or convulsions within the first 18 months of their life.
Or if there's any adverse reactions to any of the vaccines.
They might also be late learning to walk or talk, later than 18 months, and that can be a factor for retained primitive reflexes.
None of these are guarantees. None of these say, if this happens to you or your child, they are for sure going to have primitive reflexes that aren't integrated. That's not what we're saying. These are potential or possible contributing factors. And like Rachel said a little bit ago, it's not your fault. If any of these things have happened, it's not your fault. If you feel guilt over it, that's human nature, right? But don't beat yourself up over any of it.
We do hope that the more primitive reflex integration information that gets out in the world, if you happen to have a birth trauma or if your child was born with jaundice that lasted a long time, we hope that doctors are open to advocating about this information, and they're going to tell you, hey, you had this crazy birth experience. Let's make sure that you are aware of these primitive reflexes, and let's make sure that they go away when they're supposed to, because that awareness is lacking, and that birth trauma it's real. The pregnancy trauma, like everything is connected. And the more that we can share, the more that we can all help each other out.
That's why we're here. Okay, so let's talk about what some of the potential side effects or symptoms of an unintegrated moral reflex look like.
So this means if the reflex doesn't go away by 2 to 4 months, what types of things it can cause down the road.
What sort of impact does it have? This is not a comprehensive list, but these are the main things that we will see.
The first one is car sickness.
Poor stamina or endurance.
Poor eye contact.
Light sensitivity.
Vestibular sensitivity.
Sound sensitivity.
Allergies and a poor immune system.
Adverse reactions to drugs.
Hypoglycemia.
Poor tolerance to change.
Anxiety and nervousness.
Mood swings.
The child might be overreactive.
And difficulty with ball skills or ball games. Again, this isn't a comprehensive list.
Sometimes what we'll see as practitioners is a child will come in with a diagnosis of anxiety, right? And we might see there are some anxious tendencies, but let's look into their moral reflex, because so often we see these gravitational insecurities, we see these nervousness behaviors about them, and the moral reflex is what's causing the anxiety. And so they're like we said earlier, like we always say, everything is connected. And so that's one of our favorite things about working with kiddos, is being able to help alleviate that anxiety by working towards integration of the moral reflex.
So let's talk about, how does this moral reflex integrate naturally?
I would like to share a quote, my favorite quote from this beautiful book called Reflexes, Learning, and Behavior.
We'll link it in the show notes.
It's by Sally Goddard. Let me find the quote real quick. Okay, you guys, I'm reading this word for word from this book, okay, because it's so wonderful. It makes me giddy. Modern baby equipment has been a godsend for parents, but molded baby seats, buggies, and car seats should never replace the floor as baby's first playground. It is time spent in free play on the floor that helps a child learn to control over his body and therefore gain confidence. On the floor, there is freedom to move and to gain experience from different types of exploratory adventures that the child can't have from the confines of a chair.
You guys have heard of... You guys have heard us talk about this in previous episodes. We're not big proponents of containers, you know, carrying your child on your body, letting them play on the floor. That's our jam. And this just goes to show that it also has such a huge, profound effect on primitive reflexes.
Yes. So keep in mind that that natural movement, when the baby is being carried on the caregiver versus in a stroller or a car seat, those little changes will have a direct impact on your baby's primitive reflexes.
Placing the baby on the ground or the floor to play versus a bouncer or a rocker, just overall decrease of those containers, which promotes normal movement patterns.
We do understand that there are times that require these containers, mm-hmm. but just keep in mind how often you're using them and when your baby is safe to be on the floor, go with that option.
To finish up, what can you, as a parent, as a therapist, as an educator, whoever you are, what can you do if you suspect that your child has an unintegrated moral reflex?
All right, so the first thing is we want you guys to join our Primitive Reflex Crash Course.
We're going to teach you how to test for the reflex.
We're going to teach you specific functional exercises to participate. We're going to teach you how to do them and when to do them.
We're going to teach you modifications if the exercise is too challenging.
And we're going to teach you different games to incorporate similar movements into your daily routine, so that way your child doesn't feel like they are doing exercises every day.
In the meantime, we also recommend that you talk to your OT or your PT. Oftentimes PTs also have experience with primitive reflex integration. So if you and your child go to physical therapy or occupational therapy, talk with them about this.
Definitely. And tomorrow's episode, we are going to talk specifically about the TLR reflex. So make sure that you tune back in tomorrow for another short episode in our Primitive Reflex series.
Thanks for being here, guys. We're going to link a couple of things in our show notes, so make sure you check that out on the blog. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We are so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.